And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Welcome to the House of Wellness. I'm Luke Hines, and I'm going to be with you for the next hour of power to help you look, think, and feel your absolute best. And as always, I'm joined by our resident pharmacist and master herbalist, quite fancy, Gerald Quigley. Good morning, mate.
Good morning, Luke. Good to see you.
Are you feeling fresh today?
Fit as a fiddle.
Oh, you always are.
Well, Sally's in town.
We are so thrilled to have Sally joining us. We've got cookbook author, lifestyle and wellness expert and green smoothie queen, Sally Obermeter. Good morning, Sal.
Hello. Happy Sunday, you guys.
It is so good to be with you both. And of course, everyone listening right now, we hope you're enjoying your Sunday so far. Now, our lead health topic today is couples counselling. Now, this is quite personal, guys. GQ, have you ever sought couples counselling between yourself and Philippa?
I'm married to a counsellor.
Ah! You don't?
Yes, well, there's a bloke I know called Marcus, and he's married to a counsellor as well.
That's right.
So,
and it's too smart, Mel, and you just take our counsel.
Absolutely. I have a little machine that and if I push it, it says, yes, dear.
Oh, Sal, have you ever, you know, it's quite an open question.
Look, we've been married 22 years and you're not going to be married 20 years without going through some rocky patches. I have no trouble saying that. And definitely I remember around about maybe 7 or 8 years ago, I remember saying to Marcus, I think we need some counselling, like we need almost like a third party to adjudicate. And in the end, we didn't actually go ahead with it. But even just having the conversation and starting the conversation actually helped us both to say, here's where I'm at. Marcus was able to say where he was at. And we were able to kind of, I think, work it out ourselves, but we needed that to be able to say that in order to open the door to speak openly.
Oh, I love that. So just how do you know when you and your partner should see a counsellor? Because most couples, a lot of the research says, they leave it until it's too late. So very soon we're going to talk to Dan Auerbach, a relationship counsellor and the CEO of Associated Counsellors and Psychologists, about relationships. I've got my questions teed up on a notepad. What can some of the main causes of conflict be? What happens when you go to counselling with your other half? And is arguing actually good for your relationship? Is it good for your relationship?
No. Look, I think, every now and again, and, you know, Sal's just a new person at this because we've been married 51 and a half years.
Wow.
I think, and I was just thinking on the way in based on our chat with Dan, and there are some elementary things you've got to do. One is you've got to be prepared to listen. Mm-hmm. And that's the big thing.
Yep.
And also, too, there's that word that no one ever uses, which is commitment. Mm. You're committed to the person that you're married to, you love, part of your life, ups and downs, big deal, get on, you know, have a laugh,
mate,
get
you
over
can,
it.
You can be my counsellor any day. We're going to look at probiotics, what they are and how they can assist with our overall health and well-being. We are all big promoters of gut health here, so that's right up our alley. So we're going to chat with one of my favourite humans, Gian Rooney, and she's an Olympic gold medalist, sports commentator, and now a macadamia nut farmer. Gian, who was an original founding team member of the House of Wellness, is going to join us to talk through her journey and also her families with probiotics. And with one in five of us, and that's a staggering stat, one in five are suffering from hay fever, we'll come up with some ideas to combat this with Julie Seymour, a health training manager. She's going to give us some solutions for those itchy eyes, sneezing and runny noses that many of us suffer from this time of year. It is a jam-packed show, guys. I'm thrilled to be with you. But don't forget, this show is all about you. So we want your calls to start coming in right now. Take this number down, 131-873. Any health topic for myself, Sal or GQ. We're going to get to those calls very shortly. But next up, recognising the alarm bells that your relationship is in trouble, right here on the House of Wellness.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get LifeSpace probiotics at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. Our number, 131873, and you can call us for any health issue. GQ, if someone's got a question about a vitamin or a medication, any ailment that they're dealing with, or a lifestyle question for myself or Sal, please give us a call. We're going to get to those calls shortly. Now, Sal, GQ, I want you to think for a moment that, you know, touch wood, you're in your life, you have some type of accident or health condition, and the good news is you get help quick enough. Yeah. You are found soon enough, but you need blood and they do not have enough of your type. How do you feel in that moment in that you've got help, but you can't get the extra help you need?
It's a sad reflection, isn't it, Sal?
Isn't it?
We talk about it and you hear news reports on shortages.
Yes.
Do you think, is there a hesitancy, Sal? Is the process too long? What are some of the barriers?
I think it's one of those things that people just don't think of. You just don't think of it. When you're aware of it, you know, you do it. I remember working in a workplace many years ago. And I think this was a fantastic thing where they came and all of us gave blood.
Yes.
And I think it helped remove that thing of like, oh, yes, I'd love to give blood. Let me get around to that. Here it was. You left your desk, you popped downstairs, and the entire building got done in one go. And I do remember thinking years ago, this is actually quite clever because I've always wanted to give blood, but it's one of those, I'll get around to it. And if we all only get around to it later, we don't end up doing it and we end up with a shortage.
That's exactly right. So there was an article.
Now, is it?
Yeah, there's an article out this week and it is really, really urgent. So all Victorians are urged to roll up their sleeves, but not just Victorians, everyone interstate as well. So let's just look at some of the stats. In the next 2 weeks, we need 1,890 Victorians with type O to donate to boost supplies with the current demand. But nationwide, the organisation needs 500 extra donations every day for the next 14 days, totaling 7,000 more donations because the need has risen by 3%, which is the biggest increase in 10 years. 13,000 million of us are eligible and we need to donate blood and plasma and existing donors. This is important too because there's a lot of people who have done it who have kind of fallen off the bandwagon. Existing donors need to increase their donations too.
And we need to somehow thank people. It is, you know, I just think sometimes going and getting a cup of tea and all that, that's fine, but there's got to be some sort of reward entitlement. Maybe for two months, give people a free Tats Lotto ticket or something. What about that?
I actually think the reward is how good you feel. For me, like I kind of, maybe because I've been on the other end. I've had multiple surgeries. Obviously, I had cancer, and I've had multiple surgeries, and I've had all of that. And I go, well, to be able to give actually is the gift. Like it's such a simple gift. Like we're not medical staff. I can't help actually save your life, but if I can help in this small way, then we've all contributed.
Yeah. So guys, I want you to listen to this: lifeblood.com.au, or take this number down: 131495. Start the process now because there is a bit of a process. Don't be daunted by that, but because blood is such a vital part of human survival, there's a little bit of a process. You'll make the appointment, you'll get ideas on nutrition, how to be in the best possible health heading to your appointment.
Sure. And once you're in the system, then the next time is a lot more smooth.
Yep, I love it. Now, we want to take your calls. We're going to go to Anne in Birchgrove. Good morning, Anne.
Good morning, Anne.
Good morning. I wonder if you can help me. A couple of years ago, I had rosacea all over my face, and I went to a specialist who eventually gave me some Soolantra, 10 milligram, which seemed to make the matters worse. Well, eventually it cleared up, except it's come back on my nose. For the last year, I've had spots on my nose, red, and they burst. And I clean it 20 times a day, you know, but it still doesn't seem to help.
It's not a simple thing to try and clear up, Anne, because it's affected, and I was only reading yesterday, the effect on food selections. Spicy food, alcohol, coffee, all these things can cause stress. All of these things can cause a breakout. Now, I do have a little schedule, but it's a bit long to explain on radio. So, Anne, if you've got the time, if you go to houseofwellness.com.au, there's an ask tab there. If you could send me a note and just remind me that you and I have chatted this morning, and I'll list the things that I've had good feedback from a cleansing and treatment perspective, but look at stress levels as well, and I'll mention that, and also look at your food selections. If there's a food that fires it up, just don't go near it.
Let's go to...
Yeah, you're absolutely right. In terms of, yeah, I agree totally. Spicy food, alcohol, stress, totally. And in terms of foods that might help, I guess, to reduce it, and again, watch your body and monitor how it goes, but fresh fruit, fresh veggies, beans, whole grains, and fermented foods if you can.
All those things that we know are good for us.
Yeah, so it's funny when you say those things, they're such things that we take for granted, but simple health hacks, everyday items that we can get in the supermarket that can look after our health. Thank you for that. We are going to go to Trish in Sydney. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning, Trish.
Oh, hi, how are you going?
Good, thanks. How can we help?
I was just wondering if there was a particular probiotic that was beneficial after you've had C. diff.
So you've had your antibiotic course, Trish, it's settled down, has it? Okay.
Because I had two episodes.
Oh, you poor thing. Look, the idea then, you've got to just increase your immune resistance to this happening again. So vitamin D, 2,000 units a day. So that's two capsules of 1,000 unit. Obviously, and I'll get Sal to talk about good food for your tummy shortly, but the probiotic of choice, you need a lactobacillus bifidobacter combination. We're talking with John Rennie later on about good combinations of probiotics, and you should probably consider taking those full-time, Trish. You can get brands now that don't require a fridge, so you don't forget to take them, but there's plenty of good brands around. Lactobacillus, bifidobacter, and good food selection. Sal, good for gut health suggestions?
Yes. Absolutely. Sauerkraut, yogurt, kefir, kimchi, all fantastic. You can get them at your supermarket. It doesn't have to be expensive or complicated, but be consistent.
Yep.
And they're becoming more everyday foods now. I think, Sal, we were talking about them many moons ago, and people go, what's that? What, having that with everyday food? They're now in all of your majors, so you can find them and get access to them.
Makes it much easier.
It does. Well done. Good on you, Trish. Good luck.
Let's go, lastly, to Linda in Shell Harbour. Good morning, Linda.
Hello, Linda.
Good morning, guys. I was diagnosed in 2020 with inflammatory breast cancer and finished treatment and then was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. And I just wondered, Sally, you might know, what they call the chemo belly or the Buddha belly. What can I do with, you know, to try and work on that, because it really bothers me.
Yeah. Look, I think it's one of those things where it's exercise and it's diet and it's stress levels and it's sleep, and there's no quick fix, I think, for anything related to, like, if you're trying to change your shape. And there's no such thing also as, you know, spot treatment. You can't, unfortunately, the body doesn't work like that, where you're like, if I do these things, it will just target, you know, my stomach. What happens is generally, and this goes for most cases, the first place you put it on is the last place you lose it. And so I would just say, watch your diet, eat well, eat non-processed food, keep up your exercise, and watch your weight training. Like, weight training is so underestimated for women, assuming your doctor says you can, and watch your protein intake. Make sure you're getting enough protein. They're the two biggest things, I think.
Thank you, Sal. Right after the break, we are going to talk about how to relieve hay fever right here on The House of Wellness.
You're listening to The House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Are you choosing the right probiotics? Try LifeSpace, Australia's number one probiotics brand with a wide range to match your needs. Broad spectrum probiotic to support everyday gut health. Double strength probiotic to support nutrient absorption. And triple strength probiotic with the highest CFUs in the range to support healthy bowel and immune function. LifeSpace probiotic capsules, available at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Alertine at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. We are still taking your calls, 131-873. Please keep those coming in. Well, spring has sprung, which means that the 18% of us who suffer from hay fever start reaching for some form of relief. Joining us on the line is Julie Seymour, a health training manager, to answer our questions on this often debilitating condition. Good morning and welcome to the show, Julie. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well, thank you.
Is it true that approximately 1 in 5 people in Australia suffers from some form of hay fever?
Yeah, that's right, Luke. And I'm actually one of those people. You might hear it in my voice. And while airborne grass pollens are at the peak, their peak this time of the year, being springtime, hay fever, otherwise known as allergic rhinitis, can actually happen at any time.
What is it that causes hay fever, Julian? What is it that can bring on a bout of hay fever?
Yeah, good morning, Sally. Well, we know, many of us might have witnessed this with friends and family, that it's a type of allergic reaction that typically affects the eyes, sinuses, throat and ears. Now, this happens when our body's immune system overreacts to something seemingly harmless. Now, that could be dust mites in our home, our beloved pets, or even mould. And as we mentioned, it could be pollen as well.
Julie, a person who suffers from hay fever, that's an interesting word, bout. It implies it's a battle. But if you're prepared to cope with what might happen, so if you've had symptoms before, you've just got to have a little kit at home to make sure that you can combat any issue which might arise. We talk about non-drowsy antihistamines. Are there new types coming on the market, Julie? Are some better than others? Bring us up to date.
Yeah, absolutely, Gerald. And you are a real expert on this. And you've probably known that we have these second-generation antihistamines now. So they are non-drowsy, you know, and it is actually quite a drowsing kind of condition.
Yes.
We can see that people, you know, find it difficult at school. They can't operate equipment. And even it impacts driving a car. It's like having, you know, four margaritas or something. So we really need those non-drowsy molecules that will help support our bodies, get through the day and improve our quality of life.
Yeah, definitely, Julie. What about fast relief? Because that's usually, if you've got hay fever, that's one of the most important things that you want.
Yeah, we want fast, because it can be really quite debilitating. And we should talk about what sufferers experience, like their symptoms. And like I said, it can be in any season, day or night, inside or even outside of the house. And this can be runny, stuffy, itchy nose, that frequent sneezing, itchy, watery eyes, or a condition which my son actually has sometimes called urticaria. And this is where red, itchy bumps or a welt-like rash can appear randomly anywhere on the body. Now, whichever way you experience it, it can actually be really agitating and can feel quite irritable. And it impacts our sleep, our concentrations, and feelings about our personal appearance. Mm. So that quick, fast-acting solution is really important. And something that lasts as well.
Julie, as a big sneezer, and anyone who knows me well, I have a big, loud, some would say obnoxious sneeze. I've loved the information you've shared
it's
with
actually,
us.
It's actually frightening.
Yeah, you've shared with us today. Thank you so much for joining us. We're going to jump straight into your calls right now. We're going to go to Gil in Maroubra. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Morning, Gil. How can we help?
So I have shocking reflux. Mm-hmm. I'm constantly hiccuping and burping all the time. Mm-hmm. So went to the GP. He gave me some antibiotics and also two other things to take. So
called a triple therapy, Gil, and that's because the GP must have felt you had an infection in your gut called Helicobacter. Now, did that make a difference?
I did the blow test, if that's right. What it is, balloon, and then came back. Mm-hmm. It made no difference at all, and now he's got me on something called
Esomeprazole. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that one, that's it, which I'm just about to start, but and there's only one course of that. So I'm not sure what else I can do, really.
There are a number of things, Gil. If the esomeprazole is a proton pump inhibitor, and there'll be a dose there, it's probably a 40 milligram that you've got, you'll take one of those a day. They work best if they're taken first thing in the morning. So before you have any breakfast at all, take that, and that will reduce the amount of acid that's released across the day. It can be really tough, and it can just worry you. There's a few other options available, but if he's given you those, give them a run. Keep posted. Keep me posted. Drop me an email if you wish. Food-wise, Sal, there's obviously the spicy stuff you've got to avoid.
Definitely. And in terms of what to have, one of the biggest things is you want to try and get your system alkaline, and that offsets all the acids. So the biggest thing that I can suggest for you is greens. And the best way to get a large volume of greens is to make a smoothie. Basically, you want to try and have things like cucumber, celery, kale, like put as much green in there as you can. If you want to make it obviously a bit flavorsome, you can add a little bit of fruit. You want to try and keep it more in the vegetable space if you can, and have that twice a day. You want to try and get the acid out of your system and get your body back to alkaline, and that will stop the acid creeping back up.
Yep. And Gil, try and have your main meal at lunchtime, not last thing at night, so you're not going to bed with a tummy full of food. Okay, good luck.
Keep those calls coming in, 131-873. We'll be right back with more of the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
It's estimated that hay fever affects around 18% of people in Australia and New Zealand. Choose Elatine and manage allergies fast. Elatine provides fast-acting relief from symptoms like sneezing, itchy, runny, blocked nose, watery red eyes, itchy skin rash and hives. And you'll love that Elatine is a non-sedating antihistamine that offers sustained relief for up to 24 hours when used daily. Ask your pharmacist about this product at Chemist Warehouse. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Caruso's veins clear at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back. You are listening to the House of Wellness, and be sure to phone in on 131 873. We would love to hear from you, and we're about to jump into more of your calls. But first, probiotics are often called good or helpful bacteria because they help keep our gut healthy. Joining us on the line, one of my favourite humans, is Gian Rooney, Olympic gold medalist, sports commentator, macadamia nut farmer, and also an ambassador for probiotics. Welcome to the show and good morning, Gian. How are you?
I'm so good, and I'm so excited to talk to you, lovely team. How are we?
We're thrilled. When we saw that you were on this week's show, we all were high-fiving amongst the team.
I'm such a big fan of all three of you. It's been a while, Gerald.
It has been a while, Jan. And can I lead by saying you are God's gift to swimming commentators. You just make us feel very comfortable when we're watching the swimming because you relate to the swimmers and the competitors, and I find you very, very, very enjoyable keep it going.
Oh, gorgeous. Oh, thank you, thank you. I feel like a proud mum, actually. I'm watching them out there. I feel like I get more nervous sitting on the sidelines talking about them than I ever did when I was doing it myself. So hopefully my main responsibility is to the athletes in front of me. And
sure.
I'll always try to, make that my priority.
Good work.
We love it, Gian. Now, as an Olympian, you would have been very conscious of your general health and well-being pretty much all of your life.
Health has been a huge priority for me, and probably more so, I would say definitely more so than my peers at the same age, because swimming is a fairly brutal sport. It was, 6 to 7 hours a day, 6 days a week, 50 weeks of the year for 12 years of my life. And in a sport that usually can be won and lost by a hundredth of a second, it means that every training session is of utmost importance. Every training session is about getting the best out of your body and can be the difference on race day. So there is no chance to be sick. You want to absolutely mitigate your sick days as much as possible. So health was always a huge priority for me when I was an athlete. And then life after, I have continued because I had to reassess what my feeling or my relationship with health was when I wasn't supposedly at the fittest component of my life. And I want to be here for a long time. I want to be here for as long as possible, and I want to be as healthy as possible. So probably the biggest thing that's changed for me is that when I was swimming, my health was it was about being reactionary. It was about trying to fix whatever was wrong as soon as possible. Whereas now I'm very much about preventative health. I want to try and stop anything unhealthy before it gets to me. So I'm very much about changing it up, but health is still my absolute priority in my life.
And of course, your mum to two beautiful kids. You've got Xander and Lexi. So I guess now coming at it from that point of view, how much importance do you place on their nutritional needs?
Oh, like every parent, Sal, I know you're the same. So much it goes into, as a mum, wanting your children to be healthy. And it's the same principle that I apply to my own life. I very much am all about balance, and I'm all about trying to find that healthy balance in everything that we do. We now have a backyard that is 170 acres.
It's a lot of lawn to mow.
Yeah.
Being outside as much as possible and that connection with nature. And so very much for me, I've learnt and tried to pass on to my kids that, and I'm going to get a little bit deep for a second here, guys. Okay, so just hold on. But we have an ecosystem inside of us, our microbiome and our ecosystem inside of us. Every living thing has an ecosystem as well. And we cannot have a healthy us without a healthy planet. We cannot have healthy food grown from a healthy planet and not have a healthy us. We are all interconnected. And that's what I try and teach my children, that, you know, yes, there's screens available to them, and yes, there's junk food available to them, but a healthy planet and a healthy us is how we lead a happy life. So hopefully I'm passing that message on.
And it's an important message as well, John, because until something goes wrong, and you mentioned the word there, reactionary, which is really almost a byword for any elite athlete, because you're so stressed, so your immune system's being pounded all the time. How do we uncomplicate the choice of probiotic? Because it has become a very complicated area. Do you seek advice from the place where you go to buy them? Do you do a bit of homework? How do you sort that out?
I think a mix would be perfect, Gerald. I think a mix of what you just mentioned is perfect, because I came to probiotics by doing my own research. Mm-hmm. And yet there are also wonderful people, especially pharmacists, that you go to your local pharmacy and look for your probiotics that can assist you in making the right choices as well. I've been a long-time supporter and user of probiotics, and what they essentially are, for those people that are a bit confused, they're beneficial bacteria that help us maintain our general health and well-being by working on our gut health, digestive health, and immune health. And you can find them in foods. They're very probiotic-rich foods, such as fermented foods like yogurt, miso soup, kombucha, sauerkraut, to name a few. But if you can't, if your diet doesn't include a lot of those probiotic-rich foods, then a supplement can be the way to go. But do your own research and seek advice, especially if you have specific needs.
So then, well, John, maybe talk us through adults who do want, say, some support, like they're not getting enough from their foods. What are some options for them?
Well, I use a probiotic every day, and there are quite a few options if you, as I said, if you're looking to support your immune system. For me, broad spectrum probiotic is supporting gut health every day. Double strength has more intense CFU counts for immune support and digestive system health, and it's coupled with an enhanced nutrient absorption. And finally, there's triple strength, which has three times gut support, which helps with restoring beneficial flora and nutrient absorption. It also supports healthy mucus linings in the digestive system, supporting bowel health, digestive health, and immune system health. And as I said, there are specific strains of beneficial bacteria that can help your specific needs that you're after. So, as I said, I've been on them for, goodness, nearly 10 years now, and it's been a journey that evolves, but it's also a constant journey in my life.
Gian, what I love is that you can get probiotic supplements for people of all ages and life stages, starting from pregnancy, babies, children, adults, and for those who are aging, and that they're dose-specific as you go through life. So always read the label and read the directions for use. Thank you so much for joining us, Gian.
Thank you so much for having me, lovely people.
Good on you, John.
We'll be right back after the break to take your calls.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia, thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Are you choosing the right probiotics? Try LifeSpace, Australia's number one probiotics brand with a wide range to match your needs. Broad spectrum probiotic to support everyday gut health, double strength probiotic to support nutrient absorption, and triple strength probiotic with the largest highest CFUs in the range to support healthy bowel and immune function. LifeSpace probiotic capsules, available at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get LifeSpace probiotics at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back. You're listening to the House of Wellness across the country. Keep those calls coming in, 131 873. We're going to jump straight into them right now. Kay in Penrith, good morning.
Good morning, Kay.
Good morning. I'm wondering what's good for sciatica.
Remember, sciatica, Kay, is pain, nerve pain that you feel because of pressure on your spine. Two things, in fact, three. You probably should go and see either a physiotherapist or a chiropractor, someone who can work on that. The nutrients we need are turmeric, high strength, and lipoic acid, L-I-P-O-I-C, a 400 or 600 milligram capsule twice a day after food. Get those from your pharmacy or health food store. Those two things settle the pain. Anti-inflammation, fish oil works well. Cell will have some suggestions on anti-inflammatory diet, but usually just a fish oil, vegetables, all those things to lower inflammation. But the two nutrients are important.
Thank you so much for giving us a call. Now, we're going to get to your calls in just a moment, but it's perfectly common for couples to have relationship issues, but when and how do you know that it's time to go to counselling? Joining us on the line is Dan Auerbach, CEO and relationship counsellor at Associated Counsellors and Psychologists in Sydney. Good morning, Dan. Is it true that many couples wait until it's too late to head to a counsellor?
Yes, good morning. Thanks for the question. It's about 7 years on average that couples wait before they first think that they have got an issue in their marriage or in their relationship before they go to counselling. And we know that's just far too long to wait to have a good outcome often.
So do you think that couples therapy sets off alarm bells that you're heading for divorce and therefore people kind of don't want to go? Is that the resistance and the reluctance, do you think?
I think that's very true. I think a lot of people feel that they shouldn't have to have that level of help. Like a lot of things with our mental health, we hope that we should be able to manage it better. And I think that's one of the big sort of failings of the way that we educate people about this. Back in the day when religious institutions had a little bit more to do, I guess, with marital preparation, that was more fashionable. There used to be this understanding that couples really did need a little bit of guidance in terms of how to prepare for marriage and how to maintain a good marriage or relationship. So I think there is this change in trend, and it's not a healthy one because we do know that really a little bit of help to communicate the marriage is not only sort of needed, but often is the difference.
Dan, in your line of business, obviously counselling can go one or other way. What percentage of people end up staying together and what percentage of people find just drift apart after the counselling sessions?
Look, I think the percentages would be hard to say. I don't have data on that I could point to, but I would say that it's not the counselling that causes the separation, but that often couples who come to counselling come in one of two states. They either come because they've grown very distant from each other or they are having constant conflict. And often people think that constant conflict is a bad sign in the relationship. But actually we know that conflict is a stage often in which you're still fighting for the relationship and you're still distressed about what you are or aren't getting in the relationship. So in and of itself, that's not a sign that things are going to go badly. Whereas when people have developed a distance from each other, they've disconnected, if you like, effectively disconnected emotionally from each other. That's often a bigger warning sign. It's when one of the partners has really given up potentially on the relationship. And that's when we find that it's gone a bit too far often, and that partner may have already turned out of the relationship. And that often then presents as one partner becoming very urgent, the partner who was initially leaning out, and then saying, look, can we go to counselling? Can we go to counselling?
Yes.
And often it's hard to bring that person back.
Okay.
Dan, is there such thing as a seven-year itch in a relationship? Because the average length of a marriage in our country is around just over 8 years before separation.
Yeah, look, I think that statistically stayed quite stable over the times that we've sort of been monitoring this. It does seem like now there's another trend emerging where there are more people getting separated later in life. That's kind of another trend that's emerging. But it does seem to be a trend. And I think it's got something to do with, you know, the development of a relationship first in its sort of limerence phase where people are very in love. Then often when responsibilities with that sort of age that is often commonly associated with relationships or marriage when that sort of age comes on, we're getting a lot more stress and responsibilities, like buying a house, having children, and it seems like those pressures universally put a lot of strain on people and maintaining relationships.
Dan, is there a simple tool or something that you can share for couples that they can use to try to stay together? I know there's no one-size-fits-all kind of treatment, but is there anything you can suggest?
Yeah, look, I think my one suggestion would be to focus on what it is that you need from your partner and to be able to put that in really simple and clear terms to that person and to look to what it is that you want and put that in a positive way that you think can be achieved by that person. And usually just to become aware that it's about some sort of level of either connection or acknowledgement, you know. And there's only one partner who wants a bit more attention from the other person, and there's one partner who feels criticised or wants more of acknowledgement of their value to the other person. And so, you know, finding positive rituals where you can make sure that you reconnect at the end of the day, find rituals to reconnect after a busy day, and also find ways to take interest and acknowledge each other. Those seem to be two universal needs that we need to be aware of. And the habit is to either withdraw ourselves or to criticise or blame. And those are the things that really corrode the goodwill in the relationship. So finding, you know, ways to sort of attend to each other and acknowledge each other, even though they seem simple, are really critical.
Great to get such good relationship advice, Dan. And if anyone wants to reach Dan or the team he works with, head to www.counsellingsydney.com.au. We'll be right back after this short break.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
It's estimated that hay fever affects around 18% of people in Australia and New Zealand. Choose Allatine and manage allergies fast. Allatine provides fast-acting relief from symptoms like sneezing, itchy, runny, blocked nose, watery red eyes, itchy skin rash and hives. And you'll love that Allatine is a non-sedating antihistamine that offers sustained relief for up to 24 hours when used daily. Ask your pharmacist about this product at Chemist Warehouse. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Alertine at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Sel, GQ, thank you. A massive thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Have an amazing Sunday.